Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian.
Julian, you're not returning your calls very fast today, buddy.
I was on the phone, buddy. Sorry. How are you? Is it Stan?
Hey, good. This is Stan returning your call.
Oh, hey, how are you?
All right. What can I do for you?
Yeah, we had mailed you a couple of financing offers. Just following up, see if you got them. We got you pre-approved for some working capital and equipment financing. I just want to see if you guys have any business needs here.
You mailed them to me?
Correct. To your business.
To what address?
Let me pull up your file here and I'll tell you. Let's see here. What's the name of your business again, Stan?
The one I'm at right now is 24/7.
24/7.
The one you called.
I've got a huge database. It's probably not going to pull it up. What about a phone number?
573-996-7209.
209. Okay, give me a second here.
Yeah, hey, that's all part of growing. As you grow, you adjust. And you know,
is there another number that I called that I might be under?
No. 573-996-7209.
7209, okay. Let's see here. Let me see if I can go back to my call history and I'll find it. Hold on. Thanks for your patience here. Sorry, it's taking a minute. How's your day going?
Pretty shitty so far.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yours? Man. Not too bad.
Yep. Just had some equipment breakdowns and shit, but that's the way it is.
Oh, no. I'm trying to remember, are you like a market? I
got a question for you, Keith. Convenience store.
Convenience store, okay, gotcha. What broke down?
I had an ice maker. And a gas pump so far. Oh, and a slushy machine.
Aye, all on the same day, huh?
You work on all that?
We can help you get new equipment.
No, I said, do you work on all that?
Like,
you personally?
Oh, no, I don't personally, no.
No, not very mechanical?
No, not really. My grandpa was a mechanic, but I never really got into it.
You either do or you don't. There's not much in between.
Exactly. You either have it or you don't.
Kind of like being an artist.
Yep. Yep. Man, I'm so sorry this is taking a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Let's see.
How about this? Okay, I'll give you a rundown of who it is that this total. On my end, I'm going to get you approved for the largest amount possible. Okay? So I'm shooting for, looking at your sales, $250 would probably be the top end. Now, I'm obviously that's the top end. That could come in a little lower. But whatever it is, I'm gonna give you a proof of that all about. Let's say it's 250. At that point, what we can do is we'll start with what you need, right? So if you only need 100 of it, we can do 100. The other 150 will be available a little later to you. So we'll get you 100 in the account.
Sorry, I think we're having network issues. I can pull up your file later, but I can just kind of take some notes on paper and get back to you. What are you guys looking to do exactly? Are you looking for some cash? Or are you looking for
I'm just
equipment?
Returning a phone call.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really... I open every piece of mail that comes here, so I don't know what you've mailed.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes
that's
I get lost.
That's why I was kind of confused.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's kind of why we do these follow-up calls, to make sure that you get them, because sometimes they get lost, or some companies that we use for the direct mail campaigns, we don't know, you know, if they always get there or not, so.
So what type of business are you in?
We're a bank.
A real live bank.
Correct.
You have checking accounts and people in and all that.
We're not a depository lender, so we don't take deposits. But we
strictly. Oh. Are you with FDIC?
No, we're not FDIC because we don't take deposits. Like
okay. So kind of like a bank, but not really a bank.
No, we're a bank. We're just not a depository bank.
I'm going to have to go. I don't understand what we're waiting for here.
Sorry, I'm just waiting for my thing to load so I can pull up my outbound calls that I made today. I guess I can pull it up a different way. Let's see. I can search by address, but that's precisely what you want me to look up, right?
333 LaRue Drive is my street address.
LaRue Drive. Can you spell it for me?
LeRoux.
OUX, LaRue Drive.
Yeah, I know it. Okay. Yeah, they don't want to lend. They'll find any reason to not do it.
Street address, okay.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hang on.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, here's...
Okay, you got it?
Yeah, I'm still here. No, I haven't been able to pull it up. I think we're having network... Sorry, here we go. Hold on. Sorry, we have a huge database, so I think when I search 24/7, there's probably a ton of businesses that have that that name in their company name, you know what I mean? So it's trying to load, like, probably literally thousands of businesses right now. So, but like I said, if you guys have any financing needs, I can just kind of take some notes and get back to you.
What kind of rates do you have?
It really just depends. Are you looking at equipment? Are you looking for cash?
I'm going to be looking to replace some gas pumps.
Some gas pumps? For equipment financing, they usually start around mid-single digits and just kind of go up from there, depending on what it is, really. Because different equipment is different type of collateral. Some of them pose higher risk than others. Is it going to be new equipment or used?
I don't know at this point.
Okay. How much is it going to run you?
It's going to be about $175,000. I was going to pay 75 and borrow 100.
Okay. So you're going to put 75 down. Okay. And when do you need it by?
60 days.
Within 60 days or so? Okay. And you're replacing your old one, right? You said your old one just broke today?
Yes.
Okay. Have you already looked into financing? Like with your bank or? No, okay.
I mean, I know what I can do at my bank, but I haven't done anything.
Okay. Do you have a vendor that you get your equipment from?
It's one of two, usually.
One of two, okay. Okay. How would you get your credit?
So what about rate?
Yeah, I can, typically once we get the application in, it's about a 24-hour turnaround time. We can get you some rates. They typically start around the mid-single digits. I don't know what rate you'd qualify for, but I'd be happy to get back to you. How's your credit? Is it
can
good,
you beat
bad,
4%?
Somebody, I'm sorry?
Can you beat 4%?
No, unfortunately not. 4% closer to like real estate financing. You have to have like really good collateral for that type of stuff. Is that typically what you get through your bank or something?
Yeah.
Okay. If they can't offer you 4%, let me know and I'll see what we can do. But if you can get 4%, you should take that, honestly, man, just to be straight up with you. But if they don't approve you for whatever reason, definitely give me a call and, you know, I can see what we can do for you. Do you want me to send you the application info just so you have
it? No, I don't want to fill out all that shit.
Okay. All right, Stan, do you want me to follow up with you like in a couple days or?
No, I can call you if I need something.
All right, Stan.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.